This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, January 12th, 2009. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, remembering Inga Christensen. She may not be a household name in this country, but in Denmark, Inga Christensen was generally considered the country's greatest living poet. And in Europe, especially Germany, I'm told, it was an annual disappointment for many when she did not win the Nobel Prize for Literature. She's not completely unknown in the U.S. Poets like W.S. Merwin, C.D. Wright, and Anne Carson have sung her praises, and several of her books have been translated by Susanna Need and published by New Directions. But for most of us, her death last week will be the first we have heard about this poet. And I'm at a little dinner party with a few people who know her work very well, two Danes. Naya Maria Eit is a poet and short story writer who currently lives here in Brooklyn. Pike Malinowski is a poet and radio producer who also lives here in Brooklyn. I've worked with Pike for many years on various radio projects. And Pike, when Inga Christensen died last week, you emailed me and others with the news, and you attached a little poem of hers that you had translated into English. And could you read it now, just so we can get a taste of her work before we even talk about her?
Sure. It's called Hvis jeg står. Hvis jeg står alene i sneen, bliver det klart, at jeg er et ur. Hvordan skulle evigheden ellers finde rundt?
And that's it. So here's the English.
If I stand. If I stand alone in the snow, it becomes clear that I am a clock. How else would eternity find its way around?
So Naya, Inga Christensen has been publishing probably since before you were born. And so you've grown up, I'm guessing that you've grown up knowing her work and reading
mm-hmm.
her work.
Mm-hmm. She meant everything to me since I was like 13 years old. I think I'll be reading her for the rest of my life because it's like universal poetry. You can never stop reading it because it's so beautiful and it's so mysterious and so strict at the same time. And at the same time, it's very simple and easy to understand. I mean,
she's a formal poet who is actually quite accessible. It's quite mm-hmm. unusual, though.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I asked you to pick out a poem to read, and you chose one particular poem from the last poem in her book called The Butterfly Valley. It's a sonnet, and it's the last sonnet in a sonnet crown, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A group of connected sonnets. Could you tell us a little?
And also it's like a, how do you say it, a requiem? How do you say
it? A requiem, which for the dead.
Mm-hmm, for the dead. And it was the last book she published, and it's like 16 years ago. And I always knew she could never write anything after that because it was like the last piece of work.
So read it for us, if you would, in Danish and then in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. De stiger op planetens sommerfugle i Brachinodalens middagshede luft op fra den underjordisk bitre hule som bjergbuskaget dækker med sin duft. Som blåfugl, admiral og sørgekåbe. Up they soar, the planet's butterflies, in Brachino Valley's noon hot air. Up from acrid caverns underground, concealed by the perfume of mountain brush. As admirals, as blues, as morning cloaks, as peacock butterflies are fluttering, delusion for the universe's fool, a life that does not die like anything. And who has conjured this encounter forth with peace of mind and fragments of sweet lies and summer visions of the vanished dead? My ear gives answer with its deafened ringing. This is a death that looks through its own eyes, regarding you from wings of butterflies.
So you knew her personally, and you actually mm-hmm. traveled with her and did readings with her and things like that.
Yeah, and in fact, we went to New York once 12 years ago when we were here for like doing a reading at Columbia. And I was there with another Danish poet and then Inger, and she was kind of old at that time, and But she was so cool. I mean, and suddenly she kept disappearing from us. And where's Inger? Where's Inger? And then she came back and she went to a hairdresser up in Harlem, you know, and she sat there all day and talked to the people up there and had a great time. And she was amazing.
So she studied math and she had a great interest in numbers. And Pike, I asked you the same question to pick a poem of hers that you would like to read. And it comes from a book called Alphabet, which is involving a complicated mathematical something that I don't understand. And maybe you can try to explain how she organized her book.
Yeah, it's based on the Fibonacci number sequence. It's basically, it's sort of an exponential growth. So you have 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21. So you're adding the two previous numbers to each other. So the first poem is one line.
Aprikostræerne findes. Aprikostræerne findes.
Apricot trees exist. Apricot trees exist. And then the next poem is B. And B has two lines. And C has three lines. And D has five lines. E has eight lines.
And you wanted to read E for us?
Yes, I'll read E. Since in the English translation, Susanna Need chose the word exist, this word goes through the whole poem. The Danish word is finnes, which both means exist, but also to be found. So
discovery and existence at the same time.
Exactly.
In the same way.
Exactly.
Efteråret findes. Eftersmagen og eftertanken findes. Og indrummet findes.
Early fall exists. Aftertaste, afterthought.
Englene, enkerne og elstyret findes.
Seclusion and angels exist. Widows and elk exist.
Enkelthederne findes. Erindringens lys.
Every detail exists. Memory, memory's light. Afterglow exists.
Og efterlyset findes.
Oaks, elms, junipers, sameness, loneliness exist.
Egetræet og elmetræet findes. Og enebærbusken ensheden, ensomheden findes. Og edderfuglen og edderkoppen findes, og eddiken findes.
Eider ducks, spiders and vinegar exist, and the future.
Og eftertiden.
If you go to the next poem, F, the F poem, she has things like falcons, sweetgrass and the fleeces of sheep, fig trees, and the products of fission exist. The poem was published in 1981. I guess that was sort of the second wave of nuclear fear, the Reagan years and Star Wars project. So there's a lot of reference to nuclear material blend in with this. Incantation is a good word. It's like an incantation of the world. She's singing the world into being. She didn't go all the way because it got longer and longer, obviously. And so she stopped at N.
She stopped at N. That's so, oh my God.
Well, because O would have been, you know, twice as big as the whole entire book.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's interesting because actually the American poet Ron Silliman, who's known to a lot of bloggers, I think, because he has a blog. And
yeah, he's got a famous blog and he's known as a language poet, which is an experimental group of poets from the 1970s.
It's interesting because Ron Silliman wrote a book which was published in 1981, the same year as Alphabet, and it's based on Fibonacci's number sequence. It's called Chanting, which is also interesting because that's what Inger Christensen does. She's chanting.
Thanks to both of you for talking about her.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Pike Malinowski is a poet and radio producer. You can hear him on Studio 360. Naya Maria Eit is a poet and short story writer. You can read some of her stuff in English on her website.
NayaMarieEit.com.
And if you can spell that, then you're probably Danish. Inga Christensen died on January 5th, 2009. Her books in English include Butterfly Valley, It, and Alphabet, all translated by Susanna Need and published by New Directions, which is one of the few American publishers who have consistently published poetry in translation over the years. Let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.